Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into parenting styles?
Oh, always a fascinating topic.
We're dissecting this YouTube video called Five Parenting Styles and Their Effects on Life from the Channel Sprouts.
Interesting.
Whether you're, about to have like the parenting talk with your partner,
Oh, yeah.
or brushing up on child development, or just curious, we're gonna unpack these styles and see how they might actually play out.
Yeah, I think what's so interesting about how this video lays it out is it really is a spectrum of approaches.
Okay.
It starts with these four kind of classic styles:
Yeah.
authoritarian, permissive, authoritative, and neglectful.
Got it.
And you can almost think of it like a graph, with control and freedom on one axis, and then warmth and coldness on the other.
So like high control, low warmth.
Yeah,
That'd be like the my way or the highway parent.
exactly. And this framework comes from the psychologist Diana Balmrain's research,
Okay.
mainly done in the US and Europe, which makes you wonder how universal are these styles, really?
Yeah.
That's something to keep in mind as we go up.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so the video gives us these examples to illustrate each style: Sarah, Peter, Arthur, and Nora.
Right.
And it's like wild how their parents' approaches seem to shape their whole lives.
Right. And the video really goes into how these early experiences can impact, personality and decision making. Like Sarah, whose parents were very authoritarian, she's obedient, but really struggles to make choices on her own.
It's like she's always waiting for someone to tell her what to do, even as an adult.
Exactly. And I think that connects to one of the key takeaways here is how these childhood experiences can influence how we make decisions even years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you think about, have you ever felt stuck, unsure of what path to take, always seeking approval?
Yeah.
This might resonate with you if you were raised in a more authoritarian environment.
That's deep.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Peter, the kid with super permissive parents. The
Right.
video actually describes him as being carried everywhere,
Literally.
never having to. No, I can't even imagine.
Right. Well, and that's the heart of permissive parenting, right? It's not that they don't care,
Right.
but their lack of boundaries may actually be hurting Peter's development.
Yeah, the video suggested this could lead to like entitlement and problems managing emotions.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, as a parent, where's that line between being supportive and letting kids figure things out on their own?
Yeah, and that line can be tricky, especially since every child is different.
Yeah.
But the video really highlights this potential link between permissive parenting and, difficulty with what we call emotional regulation. So, being able to handle those big feelings like frustration or disappointment,
For sure.
something that we all need to function in the world.
Yeah, for sure. But on the flip side, we have Arthur
Yes.
with his authoritative parents. Remember those ice cream sundaes?
Oh, yeah.
They had rules like screen time limits, but it seemed more about open communication and warmth.
Exactly. And Balmrain, who we talked about earlier, she called for this balance of demandingness, meaning having clear expectations and boundaries,
Okay.
and responsiveness, being attuned to your child's needs and emotions.
Gotcha.
And Arthur's parents seem to have, like, nailed that.
Yeah, and it shows he seems super well adjusted, able to express his opinions and like bounce back from setbacks.
Right. And that resilience
Yeah.
is key. And the video really emphasizes that authoritative parenting can foster that in children. And it makes sense, right? If you've had the chance to practice voicing your thoughts and navigating challenges in a safe environment, you're more likely to be able to handle tough situations later on.
Totally. Now, Nora's story was just like tough to hear.
Yes.
Neglectful parenting, as shown in the video, seems to have these lasting negative effects.
Absolutely.
It's
The
heartbreaking.
lack of attention and emotional support can be devastating. And the video really links this style to things like insecurity and, trouble forming healthy relationships.
It makes you realize how crucial feeling safe and loved is, especially early on. It's so important, and it raises the question, what happens when that's missing?
Yeah.
And it's not about judging parents, but understanding the potential consequences for children.
Right.
For sure.
Okay, so we've covered those four kind of classic styles, but the video throws in a fifth one. Over-involved parents.
Right. And this is where we get into those snow plows and helicopter parents. And I think the video presents this as a more recent phenomenon. It's fascinating how parenting trends evolve over time.
Yeah, it's like these parents are so invested in their kid's success that they end up doing everything for them.
Yeah.
I mean, where does that leave the kid?
Right. And that's the paradox that the video points out: good intentions, but potentially negative outcomes.
Yeah.
They suggest that kids raised this way might struggle with things like problem solving, perseverance, even procrastinating more.
You're telling me, if you never have to figure anything out on your own, how do you learn to deal with like real life challenges? Exactly. And the video even mentioned some research linking over-involved parenting to these issues.
Okay.
Though, as always, we have to be cautious with those findings.
So it's not like every kid with involved parents is doomed to fail, right?
Right. Remember, a lot of that research relies on self-reported data.
Yeah.
Which can be subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, as with Bonrein's work, it's mainly from Western cultures. So lots of nuances to consider there.
So maybe it's not about labeling parents good or bad, but more about finding that sweet spot between being supportive and letting kids learn from their own experiences.
Absolutely. And the video actually touches on this by referencing Diana Bonrein's work again.
Okay.
She emphasized the importance of finding that balance between demandingness and responsiveness.
Right.
So setting those clear expectations while also being attuned to your child's emotional needs.
Which is a tightrope walk for sure.
It is.
But I love that Maria Montessori quote from the video.
Oh, yeah.
Never help a child with a task at which he feels he can succeed.
Such a powerful statement, right?
It is.
It really encourages us to step back and allow children to struggle a bit to develop that sense of mastery and self-reliance.
Because ultimately, isn't that what we all want for our kids?
Yeah.
To be able to navigate the world with confidence and resilience.
Precisely. It's not about shielding them from every challenge,
mm-hmm.
but about equipping them with the tools they need to mm-hmm. handle those challenges effectively.
So after exploring all these five parenting styles,
yeah.
do you think there's one right way to parent?
Well, the video poses that question, and it's a good one to consider.
Yeah.
Is it really about adhering to a specific label?
Uh-huh.
Or is it more about being present,
mm-hmm.
responsive,
yeah.
and making those informed choices in each unique situation?
It feels like it's less about finding the perfect style and more about understanding that there's a spectrum of approaches.
Yes.
Each with their own potential benefits and drawbacks.
I agree. It's about recognizing that parenting is a complex and ever-evolving journey, not a destination with a single roadmap.
Mm.
Right. It's not about like saying, oh, if you have really involved parents, you're going to fail in life.
Right.
But it's about understanding these potential pitfalls.
Right. Totally. And I guess it kind of makes you think about like societal trends, too. Right. Like, is this a more recent phenomenon?
The video definitely seems to suggest that.
Yeah.
Right? Like with all this talk about snowplow parents and, you know,
yeah.
helicopter parents, it feels like it's become part of the conversation.
So maybe it's not about judging parents or, you know, labeling them
exactly
as good or bad, but just recognizing that mm-hmm. you know, different approaches exist, mm-hmm. and it's about finding that balance.
Right. And the video does a good job, I think, of bringing it back to, you know, that balance that Diana Bonrein was talking about,
right,
between
yeah.
demandingness and responsiveness.
And that's like so hard to find that balance.
It is. It's a constant, you know, dance.
Yeah.
As a parent.
But I love that Maria Montessori quote from the video.
Oh, which one is that?
Never help a child with a task at which he feels he can succeed.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right.
Yeah. It's so powerful because it really encourages us to, you know, step back
mm-hmm.
and let them struggle a little bit.
Because ultimately, isn't that what we want?
Right.
Like for our kids to be able to, you know, handle things on their own.
Exactly. To develop that sense of, you know, mastery and
yeah.
self-reliance.
To navigate the world with confidence and resilience.
Precisely. And that's, I think, one of the key takeaways here is that it's not about, you know, preventing them from facing challenges.
Right.
It's about equipping them with the tools to handle those challenges effectively.
So, like, after going through all of these different parenting styles, do you think there's, like, one right way?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't
yeah.
it? And the video kind of leaves us with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is it really about adhering to a specific label?
Yeah.
Or is it more about being present and responsive and, you know, making those informed choices in each unique situation?
I think it's so easy to get caught up in trying to find like the perfect parenting style.
Huh.
But I love that the video kind of brings us back to earth a little bit
yeah.
and says, you know, maybe it's not about finding the one right way, but understanding that there's this whole
spectrum
of I'm approaches sure. and each one has like its own
right.
pros and cons.
Absolutely.
And it's about recognizing that parenting is a journey, not like...
Right. It's not a destination.
A destination with a single roadmap.
It's messy and it's beautiful.
Right.
And you're constantly learning and evolving.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into parenting styles.
Yes.
What's the like main takeaway for our listeners? It feels like it's less about finding the perfect style and more about.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about something bigger, right? It's about recognizing that all these frameworks are really tools to help us become more conscious and intentional in our parenting.
So whether we're, on our own parenting journey
Yes.
or trying to understand our own upbringing, it's
Exactly.
helpful to have this awareness of like different approaches.
And how they play out in real life.
Yeah, like the video gave us all these real-world examples to see how those different approaches, actually impact kids' lives.
Not just theoretical,
Yeah,
right?
see.
It's like these are real people and
Yeah.
real
And
families.
I think ultimately what we all want is
We raise amazing humans.
to raise kids who are confident and resilient and like ready for whatever life throws at them.
Exactly, to create a more supportive and nurturing environment where they can truly, flourish and thrive.
Because at the end of the day, isn't that the goal?
It is.
Yeah.
It's about giving them the best possible chance to reach their full potential.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into parenting styles, and keep those questions coming. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into parenting styles, what's like the main takeaway for our listeners? It feels like it's less about finding the perfect style and more about.
I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Is it
It's about something bigger, right?
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that all these frameworks are really just tools
Okay.
to help us, become more conscious and intentional in our parenting choices, whether we're on our own parenting journey or
Right.
trying to understand, our own upbringing.
It's helpful to kind of have this awareness of
Definitely.
these different approaches.
Yeah, and how they play out, in real life.
Yeah, like the video gave us all these great real-world examples to see how these different approaches like actually affect kids' lives.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical, right? It's like
Yeah.
these are real people and real families.
And I think ultimately like what we all want is to
To raise amazing humans.
To raise kids who are confident and resilient and, ready for whatever life throws at them.
Exactly, to create a more supportive and nurturing environment where they can truly flourish and thrive.
Because at the end of the day, isn't that the goal?
It is. It's about giving them the best possible chance to reach their full potential.
Well, I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into parenting styles. And keep those questions coming.